do you think you are? Tracing your family history is becoming more and more popular, but as well as digging through dusty parish records like my mum, our genes can tell us a lot about where we've come from. Now, a major new study has used genetic analysis to look at the ancestry of British people, showing that different parts of the UK seem to harbour their own distinctive genetic flavour and helping to reveal where some of these groups might have originated from hundreds of years ago. UCL's Garrett Hellenthal, who was part of the study, explained how he and his colleagues traced our country's family tree.
We sampled some 2,000 individuals from across the United Kingdom. There was a requirement that for each individual, all four of their grandparents had to be born within 80 kilometers of one another. So trying to get individuals that have been living in a region for a while so we can get a snapshot of older history and avoid recent migration. And the aim of the study, so two major things that we did. One was to see if we can cluster individuals based solely on looking at their genetics and seeing if, for example, individuals that were sampled from one part of the United Kingdom, are they more similar to each other than they are to individuals sampled from another part of the United Kingdom? And how does this correlate with kind of known boundaries and history? The second thing was to take the DNA of these same individuals and compare them to some 6,000 individuals from across continental Europe and identify if different parts of the UK share matching DNA patterns with different parts of Europe. And if so, do those correlate with known migrations from Europe? And of all the migrations from Europe into the UK, which have kind of had the biggest genetic impact on the people of the UK today?
Tell me some stories about us. What have you found?
Just by comparing DNA of individuals in the UK to each other, there was kind of a striking correlation, it turns out, with genetics and geography, to the point with we can tell whether an individual came from Cornwall, which is in the southwest of England, versus whether they were sampled from one county over in Devon. Genetically, we can tell them apart, which was quite surprising because those geographically, those are quite nearby regions. And in fact, the difference between the two, the groups seem to be separated largely along modern-day county borders, which is another sort of interesting finding. But then at the same time, there's some parts of the UK, and for example, central, south, and eastern England, individuals sampled from across a very large swath of those areas all were genetically very homogeneous. We couldn't really tell them apart, suggesting that there had been quite a bit of movement and intermixing along those regions. And so then when we tried to take the DNA of these individuals and compare them to Europe to learn about why we're observing these sorts of pockets of genetics across the United Kingdom, we found that one of the bigger stories in UK history appears to be the Anglo-Saxon migrations. So UK has a very storied history, lots of migrations. For example, the Romans occupied big parts of England for about 400 years until about the 5th century. And yet, despite that, they've built lots of walls and baths and other things that you can see across England today. But in spite of that, there seems to be very little genetic impact at all related to the Roman Empire, as far as we can tell.
They didn't fancy us, basically.
Yeah, it is believed that they didn't really migrate here in large numbers. Perhaps it was difficult to convince people to leave the Mediterranean and come up to the UK. In contrast to that, after the fall of the Roman Empire, that kickstarted what were known as the Anglo-Saxon migrations, which were around the 5th and 6th centuries. And for those migrations, there was large-scale migrations from places in modern-day Denmark and northwest Germany who settled into a big area within southeast England. And it was unknown amongst archaeologists as to whether the Anglo-Saxons completely displaced the people that were there, so that if you looked at an Englishman today, basically they'd be entirely Anglo-Saxon in heritage, or whether they intermixed with the inhabitants that were there. And so what our study threw up was that they appear to have intermixed. If you look at an Englishman today, on average in these regions, this area of southeast England, they have about 10 to 40% of their DNA that seems to trace to these Anglo-Saxon migrations. And the rest seems to be similar to other areas of the UK, which we think of as the kind of pre-Saxon inhabitants.
There's quite a lot in the news about immigration coming into the British Isles. Do you feel that when you look at the genetic history of the people who live here, that this has been going on for many, many, many years?
Yeah, that's right. One of the things that I've found in my studies is that every group appears to be mixtures of other groups. We basically all descend from these sort of past intermixing events. Human populations, clearly, once we expanded across the globe, we didn't just stay put. We went back out again and intermixed. And so you see these signals everywhere. It's a constant interaction amongst different groups. And that's still continuing today and will for a very long time.
That's UCL's Garrett Hellenthal, who you may have spotted is not from round here.
A couple of people responding to our call on Twitter for what would you 3D print with one of these fantastic new 3D printers. Paul Cox wants to 3D print some bits and pieces for his model railway and his tram layout. Very nice. Lee Black, on the other hand, tweets at Naked Scientists, I would print another 3D printer. Hashtag win, win, win.